Welcome to the Global Venturing Review podcast. My name's James Mawson, founder and editor-in-chief of three publications, Global Corporate Venturing, Global University Venturing, and Global Government Venturing. And it's a great pleasure to be here again this week. And Thierry Hillis is off on holiday, so he'll be back next week. And it's just a month ago into our Global University Venturing Summit that he's been working so hard over the past few months for, developing PowerList, as well as some of the agenda, and love to see you there within the community, supporting the community by participating. So I'm sure you know, for many years, NZ2 ran a best practice event for university ventures. We were Tony Stanko from NZ2, now focusing most of his time working with startups, spinning out of universities. It's created an opportunity for Global University Venture and Gov to invest in the event and bring his startups to showcase in front of our corporate and other investors. Global University Venturing is the only magazine focused on this area, and the team led by Thierry have run great events worldwide, so this is looking forward to be the best yet. Gov Summit brings together venture and tech transfer leaders from top universities from around the world, for example, Tsinghua, California, Texas, Melbourne, Chalmers, Oxford, Arizona, Tokyo, and others, Kyoto, to share thought leadership and best practices. So it's taking place at the lovely Marriott Marquis Hotel in downtown Houston on November 8th and 9th. It includes the Global University Venturing Awards and publication of the Gov PowerList 2018, a listing of the most influential people in the University Venturing. And that Gov Summit is part of the Venture Houston Conference, which we're doing, which has a corporate venture stream, which you can also attend with your ticket, featuring companies including Intel, J&J, Chevron, Schlumberger, Shell, and Accenture. Many of those corporations look to partner with universities for new technologies and investment opportunities. And over the past few weeks, plenty more has been built on both sides of the programme for universities and corporations. So do take a moment to check out the websites, which includes the latest agenda and confirmed speakers. So the corporate venture is a particular focus on the digital energy. We're delighted to have the co-chair of Barbara from Chevron, Barbara Berger, who runs Chevron Technology Ventures, Chevron Ventures now, and we're also running on the 6th and 7th, the GCV Academy on Intelligent Corporate Venture, a two-day course, so that people can really make most of their time in Houston. And Global Corporate Venture took the opportunity to speak with one of the major CVCs attending and a member of the GCV Leadership Society, Gert van der Vaal, head of Shell Ventures, and the Q&A is online. It's well worth a read as we move closer to Venture Houston. So Kalyan Antonov of Global Corporate Venturing spoke with Gert and asked him lots of questions about how the industry is moving forward, and we'll be delighted to have the energy sector with Chevron, Richard Pardo from Chevron, as part of the GCV Analytics webinar on the 23rd of October. Looking at the energy sector and the record-breaking first three quarters of 2018. So take a presentation including Jeff Carlson from Cubix Analytics. So delighted to welcome both Richard and Jeff alongside Kalyan and myself for that webinar coming up in 2 weeks' time. So over the past week, however, it's been a busy period. So it looks like the fourth quarter will follow in track of the first 3 months and be equally lively. SoftBank has for a few months discussed its intention to launch a second $100 billion Vision Fund. SoftBank being one of the prime movers while we've seen such record-breaking activity over the last year as well. And they raised a $100 billion Vision Fund, with a lot of money coming from Saudi Arabia's Public Investment Fund. And they're looking to raise a second $100 billion fund, with the Saudi money putting up $45 billion for that. So another order of magnitude lower than that is Foxconn has formed a $545 million investment fund and will invest in semiconductor ventures, including the launch of 5 integrated circuit design companies and 1 high-performance chip developer. These startups will be situated in the Chinese city of Jinan, whose municipal government is Foxconn's partnering fund. Another Chinese large fund announcement in the past week has been Tencent Investments, another member of the GCV Leadership Society, sponsor of our GCD Asia Congress last month. Meanwhile, in talks with family offices and other potential limited partners for a $650 million fund that will focus on follow-on investments in its portfolio companies. The unit has reportedly seeded some 600 companies and the latest fund will be dollar denominated. Again, slightly small, we've got Crystalix has taken on some corporate limited partners to its Robo Valley Fund. The fund has secured Mitsubishi, Severstal, Tech Resources and Petronas as limited partners as it aims for $120 million final close. And another interesting development in the past 2 or 3 years has been the increased entry of packaged food producers into corporations. The likes of Kellogg's, General Mills and Tyson Foods have been joined this past week by Kraft Heinz, which has committed $100 million to an investment initiative called Evolve Ventures. The fund is being headed by Bill Pescatello, the corporate venture veteran since his days at PeopleConnect. On the global university venture side, a couple of funds that have caught the eye. The University in Brussels, ULB, has added a fourth Theodorus fund to its arsenal with an initial close of $23 million and a target of $33.5 million. And in Israel, Yisim has fabricated a $6 million nanotech fund. The Jerusalem University, or Hebrew University of Jerusalem's tech transfer arm, Yisim, still hopes to raise further $3 million for fund for a $9 million close. And it's invested in 3 technologies. On the deal, SoftBank, hot off the back of plans to raise a second $100 million fund, has been looking to pump billions of dollars into workspace provider WeWork to build up a stake of almost 20%. The Wall Street Journal's reported its vision fund is now considering an investment of between $15 billion and $20 billion that will give it a majority stake. Sources told the Financial Times the deal would more likely involve $10 billion for a high minority stake, but either way, it looks as if it could be Vision Fund's largest investment yet. Xiaoxi, the short-term accommodation platform seen by many as China's Airbnb, has raised almost $300 million in a round led by Yunfeng Capital. The company's early investors include Bertelsmann Asia Investments and Ledger Capital. It's now received more than $560 million in funding since being found in 2012. Snowflake Computing has to be one of the fastest growing companies in the startup space right now. Data warehouse and software provider raised $263 million at a post-money valuation of $1.76 billion in January. Now, 9 months later, has secured $450 million in a round valued at $3.95 billion post-money. Capital One Growth Ventures took part in both rounds, as well as a $105 million Series D round last year. There's been a lot about digital banking in recent months, but much of the deal flow has been going on in Europe. Nubank, however, is showing the model can be expanded to other markets. The Brazilian company has raised $180 million from Tencent and a reported $4 billion valuation. That valuation is double that of which raised money in March, and the deal consists of 90 million new shares. It was a great pleasure to spend earlier this month our Corporate Venture in Brazil conference hosted by Apex Brazil and catch up with a lot of the local ecosystem. That environment's really gone from strength to strength over the past 4 years of the conference, and we're looking forward to having a strong delegation of Brazilian and Latin American corporations come up to the GCVI summit in January, actually in Monterey in California. This year, we had about 700 attendees worth about $6 trillion of aggregate annual revenue, and I think next year is already looking like it's going to beat that record. Be nice to see how Nubank and Tencent and the others are really engaging in bringing together this global collaboration ecosystem. And then another deal which perhaps caught the eye from the large rounds. These are only deals of 100 million or more, so it's been more smaller deals. But JFrog has jumped to $165 million in the Series D round. Dell Technologies Ventures invested as part of the D round, valued the software release platform at more than $1 billion. And on Gov, Glimpse Bio has engineered a $22 million Series A. Glimpse Bio, the medical diagnostics sensor spin-out from MIT, secured the A round ahead of clinical trials targeting fatty liver disease and cancer. But if money's going out in deals, money's coming back in exits. And Redlock has headed to Palo Alto in a $173 million acquisition. Dell Technologies Capital will exit Redlock in an acquisition by Palo Alto Networks 5 months after it bought another cloud security software. And Google Ventures, now known as GV, part of the Alphabet conglomerate, has exited as Anju inhales Zephyr. Anju Software has paid an undisclosed sum to acquire healthcare data provider Zephyr Health, which had raised $33.5 million from investors including GV. And on the IPO front, a couple that are planned to IPO, even though obviously the stock markets past week have had a bit of a kick in as people worry about trade and inflation and a host of other worries. So the Economist this week starts off with when will the next recession kick in. But those trying to get through before or if that happens include Orchard Therapeutics, which has filed to raise almost $173 million in an initial public offering having secured more than $290 million in equity funding in under 3 years. GlaxoSmithKline is a gene therapy developer's second largest shareholder with a 17.9% stake, while Medison and the Sphere of Global Healthcare also invested and participated in its $150 million Series C round in August. And final exit, caught the eye, was synthetic DNA producer Twist Bioscience. It was filed to raise up to $86.3 million in an initial public offering on the NASDAQ stock. Company's investors include Illumina, which owns a 7.7% stake, WuXi Pharmatech, Kangmei, Institute of Mayo, and the IPO proceeds being earmarked for sales and marketing. So, good luck to those companies trying to get away. Obviously, congratulations to the exits. Interesting deals being done, host of new funds being raised, and some great opportunities for everyone to come together. We'll also be launching to collaborate the in-person or in-real-life conferences that we've been doing across North and South America, Europe, and Asia with a what we call them GCB Connect, so people to analyse deals as part of the membership to the Leadership Society, and then the other fine peers and exchange collaboration and deal syndication opportunities. So, learn more about that. Please don't hesitate to get in touch with me at jmorrison@globalcorporatevention.com, and we'll catch you next week. Thanks.
Global Venturing Review was produced by In Ear Production. You can find out more by going to inearproduction.com.